So this is me getting belted up for the trapeze, just to try out that potential Valentine's gift. I have to say I'm already exhausted after doing the warm-up, but needs must. I'm going to go up there.
I think it's to do just something completely out of the ordinary. I think people in Valentine's now, they want to surprise their partners, do something together, just do something completely unexpected.
It tends to feel higher once you're up there as well.
Have you done it?
You can't ask me that on camera. I haven't. It's exciting enough for me to work here on a daily basis.
Okay, so this is the point of no return, going up the ladder for that Valentine's treat. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Move your feet. Oh! And step straight. Great.
Happy Valentine's Day. Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
And one, two, three. And she's standing. Woo!
Well, that is great.
If it's speed and excitement you're after on Valentine's Day, then you could, for $90, try powerboating on the Thames, like me. How many Valentine's couples do you get coming? Because this is really, really cold. It's freezing.
Yeah, it is cold, but we have a lot of tourists on board. And once you decide to come to London, you can't then decide what the weather's going to be like.
Ah! It's great! One guy actually proposed to his girlfriend on this boat sitting right here, and she did say, I do. So if you fancy a high-speed romance, 40-plus miles an hour, this is a thing for you. Alternatively, it's very cold. You could try a nice, cosy candlelit dinner for two. That sounds very appealing. Sasha Herriman, CNN, on the Thames in London.